Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're highly familiar with those guys, but they're highly familiar with us. And I just think that that's the fun and excitement of divisional play, that intimacy, those relationships. And certainly we have some new guys to us that need to establish themselves in the North, and they have some new guys that we need to familiarize ourselves with. And so looking forward to an action-packed game.
And two of the new guys will be the quarterbacks, Dylan Gabriel's first time in the Steelers-Browns rivalry.
Did you short circuit there? What happened?
I was thinking about what I wanted to say and whether or not I wanted to make it mean-spirited.
Why not?
And then you've got Aaron Rodgers, obviously, playing his first AFC North game after a tremendous start to his Steelers career at 3-1, even though the people at Pro Football Focus think he stinks. I don't necessarily want to make this about quarterbacks. I want to make this conversation right now about the guy who we just heard there, because I have long been a Mike Tomlin critic. I think whenever you go this long without winning a playoff game, until you win one, people are absolutely within their right as Steelers fans, where yes, we are somewhat spoiled. We do not ask of our football team to just be better than the baseball team in this town. Okay? We get it. When compared to the Pirates, we should worship the ground the Steelers walk on every day. Hell, if we just compare them to the team they're playing on Sunday, you could do the same thing. But the barometer for are the Steelers a good team or not, or had a good year or not, should not be what did the baseball team do and what did the Browns do. But I do see some Steelers fans, when they want to defend the Steelers, bring those two things up. But again, that's not my real point here. My real point is that Tomlin actually gives them a competitive advantage in this game. And it's because of a stat that Kabali tweeted out. And he's going to join us later this hour in studio for an hour. Tomlin off buys is 14-4. He's won 14 of 18 games when he has an extra week to get ready for the opponent. That means 14 out of 18, Chris. That's almost 80%. He's winning more than three quarters of those games. He gets better as a coach when he has more time to prepare. And I just, again, as someone that has been hard on Tomlin, I don't really think that stat matches the narrative. Because the narrative, to some extent, is what Roethlisberger said. Oh, they might come out and sleepwalk in this game. They're feeling themselves. They're resting on their laurels, maybe, too. And they're going to come out and they're going to be zombies at the beginning of this game, or they're going to be flat as a pancake, and that's going to let the Browns in the game and they're going to lose because of it. When in reality, we've very, very, very rarely seen his teams do that. And I, like, what do I try to do? Argue against facts?
You could.
It's not easy, though. And I would just feel like it was like a bit or a put-on or a Judge Donnie segment if I did that.
Well, I don't consider Judge Donnie a put-on. Those are hardcore arguments. What do you think Andy Reid's record is with the Chiefs post-bye?
Well, I hear that he's a master. He's a wizard off the bye.
9-3. A couple of those are Alex Smith time.
So not even as good of a winning percentage.
No, but slightly worse. I think he's 6-2 or 6-1 with Mahomes. Just looked at him in the last, you know, just with his Chiefs tenure. I'd have to go back. I want to say Belichick was unstoppable after bye weeks.
Yeah.
Anecdotally, and I didn't do this
and
research
Mueller would get, and Mulsey would give credit to Tom Brady for that.
Mostly. I mean, I think the continuing disintegration of Bill Belichick's legacy has only made that opinion of mine even more ironclad. Here's a counter-argument to it, I guess, if I were in the mood to...
Well, are you in the mood? You can be. I mean...
I think Mike...
The world's your oyster here. If you want to rip on Mike, go ahead.
I think part of the criticism of Mike that really I do find unfounded is this idea, like, it's more the Terry Bradshaw thing. He's a cheerleader. His actual acumen is not that great. I do think he knows a crap ton about defense and about football. I don't like, however, the way some of that doesn't manifest in his actual in-game decision-making, where I think his emotions, fears, second-guessing himself takes over. So I think two things stand to reason here. If you are generally a good football coach, which his record makes it obvious that he is, you should be good with an extra week to prepare regardless of who was on the other side of that extra week, good team or bad team. That's one. Two, your team's going to be healthier than they otherwise would be. You know that the injury report in football matters. Like, if you were to bet on every game every year,
yeah,
right? Just by broadly speaking, looking at the injury report and saying which team has more injured starters,
yep,
I bet you'd come out ahead. Because sure. I think injuries matter in this league. We know they do. That's why the Ravens are suddenly on life support because of Jackson.
So that's why I brought up the huge rest advantage the Steelers have in this game. It's unprecedented.
So he's got a healthier team after a bye week, theoretically. And I do think the guy knows that which, you know, he is trying to do. Coach, I think
he
knows
tactics. So
you're
saying he should have a good record off the bye.
Yes, I think he is, broadly speaking, a good football coach. I don't like a lot of the things he's done in games lately. I find it frustrating because it conflicts with my notion of him as a smart guy coaching football.
Right.
But that's, I think, why the record's so good.
But there is a difference for coaches between, let's say, getting your team ready for a game and then what you do in the game.
Implementing your strategy. Yes. Having the confidence to implement your strategies after you've gotten a team ready, I think, are two different things. Here's something else that I am looking at and trying to dig even deeper into the numbers on. Post Roethlisberger, because I think another argument would be, well, what's Mike's record after bye weeks since Ben left?
I'm happy you looked this up because Kabali's tweet did not include that, and I am interested in what this number is.
That's 2022, 2023, and 2024. What do you think it is? You know it because you probably could remember what
3-0?
Happened. Yep, hasn't lost.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
Has not lost after a bye week, by the way, he has not lost since at least 2019.
If they go to Cincinnati on Thursday and lose because they don't typically play well, short week on the road, even when they're favored. And then Friday morning, they get beat by Joe Flacco, who's 97 years old. and by a bad Bengals team, yes, I'm going to do what Tomlin wanted to do back in 06. I'm going to, or not 06, 09, excuse me. I'm going to unleash hell on him. I'm going to rip him for losing a game like that. However, we're not there yet.
He hasn't lost after a bye week since 2016, Pony.
Dude,
it's been about a decade.
That's absurd.
So in the first 8 years of his career, nine seasons of his career, that would be, right? 10 seasons. He was 6-4, right? He's 8-0 in his last eight seasons.
He's won eight in a row.
He's won eight post-bye week games in a row. That is a very staggering
It's the same
stat.
Thing I brought up when we talked about him having the best one-score game record of all time. If you're an anti-Tomlin guy, what do you do with this?
Well, how do you explain it? I said how I explained it.
Why I think he's good at?
Yeah, I said I think he is ultimately a pretty smart tactical guy who I think lets himself down with how he actually coaches. You just said there's a difference between preparation and then game day execution for players and for coaches.
Because ultimately, I think what he's good at and what even probably detractors would have to admit about Mike is that he usually is a pretty good motivator. Now, there's some obvious examples where he did not have his team up, but you coach for that long, you're going to have examples like that. I think if the struggle Ben is talking about is you turn it off for a week and then you got to ramp yourself back up, he's done it for a long time now. So he's got a pretty good handle and idea of how to best get his team back into the swing of things once they're coming off time off. And the fact that he's won a lot of games lately would suggest that this is something he's gotten better at. Not every coach gets better with time. I think in a lot of respects, he's gotten worse with time. But this is one thing he's improved at. And I'm not like, I call out Mike Tomlin not because I think it's the popular thing to do or I lick my finger and put it up in the air to see which way the wind is blowing. I say those things because I actually believe those things. But when I'm faced with evidence that contradicts that, I have to concede certain arguments. And this is one. He's really good off the bye. And that is.
And he's gotten better in his career.
Yes.
You said he's gotten worse at things. He's gotten considerably better
and
as his career's gone on.
That is a mark of being a good coach. If Andy Reid gets praised for it, which he always does, and if Bill Belichick gets praised for it, which he probably did when he was not having conjugal visits on the sideline with his girlfriend in North Carolina, I keep making that joke and no one seems to like it.
I like it. I mean, you know.
They had hanky-panky right there. There was not a grope, but there was a grab. And it's just, to me, I still can't get over that.
Do you want to go try on bras with me later?
Was he Ed Ginn now?
No, we've talked about, I mean, Bill's...
That
know.
Ed Ginn thing is very screwed up.
Gein.
Ed Gein. That thing is messed up.
I won't be watching that one.
Okay, I don't
Serial killers, who knew? They were weird people.
I don't want to watch... I draw the line at watching a show where I see a belt made out of people's nipples.
Wait, wasn't he the guy who inspired Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs?
And Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yep. And one more I'm thinking of. Psycho. I mean, this guy's had his fingerprints on all these horror movies.
It sounds like the Norm Macdonald bit where he would list off of Ed Gein's all of his horrors and say, he was a real jerk.
I mean, he was serving soup to people out of victims' skulls and they didn't know it. It's really gross, man.
Sounds like a normal person.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Listen,
he'd hollow out skulls and he'd put chicken noodle soup in there and he'd serve it to kids.
This is neither here nor there. How would he hollow them out and then presumably alter their appearance such that people did not realize they were eating?
Well, it was also the 1950s or whatever, so maybe bulls were more primitive looking back then. I don't know.
They didn't have fine china in the 50s?
Chris, I don't know, man. He was in the...
I'm not watching
tucked up somewhere. You shouldn't. But anyways, back to Tomlin.
Yes.
He is the Steelers' secret weapon in this game. He's great off of bye weeks. And every time I bring stuff like this up, it's the same reaction. People don't want to call in and give him credit for it. So I'll do it at 412-928-9370. And ask again, he's great off the bye. Is it time to tip your cap to Mike Tomlin on something? 412-928-9370. And as per usual, we'll probably either have people afraid to call in and say, yes, it is, or they'll come up with some cockamamie reason why we shouldn't give him credit for having won eight in a row and having a 14-4 record.
You have trained them well in that respect.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.